From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Minnesota's Department of Natural Resources is launching a moose research project in northeastern Minnesota to determine why the state's population of the animal is declining. DNR officials held a St. Paul news conference on Friday to unveil what they are calling a first-of-its-kind project. They'll employ GPS and other technology to help track the animals. As of last March, Minnesota's moose population was estimated at 4,230, a 14% decline from the previous year's estimate and less than half what it was back in 2006. Wildlife managers have said reasons could include parasites, diseases, and warmer weather. They have said hunting is not to blame, and the DNR allowed a short moose hunting season last fall. The agency has not yet revealed if it will allow a moose hunt this year. About 75 people are expected to participate next week in the Great Lakes Futures Project. The University of Michigan will host researchers, advocates, and policymakers in Ann Arbor. Participants will discuss the forces that have shaped the Great Lakes region in the past and those that will shape it over the next half century. One of those things that may shape the Great Lakes area over the next half century, Asian carp. A state commission study says a barrier of sound, bubbles, and lights would be the most viable option to keep Asian carp from moving up the Mississippi River from downtown Minneapolis. But the price of the barrier at Lock and Dam No. 1 would be high. The report says the estimated construction cost is $12 million and could go as high as $19 million, and it would cost up to $250,000 a year to operate and maintain. The Department of Natural Resources says the study found an electric barrier would be most effective at turning back carp, but would be the riskiest to public safety and would cause corrosion of the lock. The study said federal authorities probably would reject it. That led the DNR to recommend the sound bubble and light barrier. Minnesota closed its inaugural wolf hunting and trapping season in the final remaining zone as of Thursday evening. The Department of Natural Resources says hunters and trappers have registered 181 wolves killed in the northwestern zone. That brought the statewide total to just 5 wolves short of the overall quota of 400. The agency was still having problems with its automated system for tallying the number of wolves killed, which hunters and trappers were required to check before going out to see if their zone was still open. The system stopped working Tuesday. Minnesota's members of Congress who were elected in November were sworn in at the U.S. Capitol. The 113th Congress convened at noon Eastern Time Wednesday. New and returning members were sworn in immediately. Democrat Rick Nolan is the state's only new member of Congress, and he's a veteran after previously serving in Congress in the late 1970s. Nolan staged a comeback by defeating Republican Chip Kravac in northeastern Minnesota's 8th congressional district. He was joined by Democrats Tim Walz, Betty McCollum, Keith Ellison, and Colin Peterson, along with Republicans John Klein, Eric Paulson, and Michelle Bachmann. Senator Amy Klobuchar was sworn in for her second 6-year term. The Democrat was overwhelmingly reelected in November. Rick Nolan has named former Duluth City Council President Jeff Anderson as his district director, one of 5 senior staff appointments announced late last week. Anderson, who is a native of Ely, ran against Nolan in the DFL primary earlier this year. Anderson will oversee district offices planned for Duluth and Brainerd, as well as on the Iron Range and in the southern part of the 8th District in locations yet to be determined. Jim Swiderski will serve as Nolan's legislative director in Washington, responsible for supervising legislative initiatives and working with congressional committees and other representatives' offices. Swiderski is a native of Onamio, and he worked with Nolan during his previous terms in Washington. Jody Torkelson of Thief River Falls will serve as Nolan's deputy chief of staff in Washington. Torkelson was a top aide to current Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta when Panetta was President Clinton's chief of staff. Ione Yates of Clarissa will be Nolan's chief scheduler. She served in that role for Nolan during his previous time in Washington, and Steve Johnson of Red Wing will serve as Nolan's communications director. Nolan previously announced that his campaign manager, Mike Misterek, would serve as his chief of staff in Washington. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is offering a $500 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the party responsible for killing a federally protected Canada lynx near Armstrong Lake in Ely. A dead Canada lynx was recovered March 15th of 2012 in the ice near the public boat ramp at Anderson Lake in St. Louis County. A forensic examination revealed the cat had been caught in a leg hold trap. Canada lynx are listed as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act, and killing wild lynx is prohibited by federal law. This lynx is one of several dead Canada lynx recovered from St. Louis County over the past year. The maximum penalty for the unlawful take of a Canada lynx is 6 months' imprisonment and/or a $25,000 fine. Lynx are occasionally caught accidentally by trappers that target other species. Information about how to avoid accidentally trapping lynx and what to do if a lynx is accidentally caught is outlined in a brochure the service has created. And any person with information about the lynx killed near Ely or other lynx killings should contact Special Agent Ron Kramer at 218-720-5357. Well, a Rotary Club and high school students in Duluth are hoping to gather 9,000 people to break a world record for making snow angels. The attempt will be on the morning of February 9th at the University of Minnesota Duluth campus. Organizers say the current record is 8,963 snow angels set in North Dakota. The members of the Rotary of Duluth Club 25 and students at Proctor High School are hoping Make Your Mark, Angels for a Cause, will do more than just set a record. They're asking participants to donate $5 a person or $10 per family to help an organization that works on development projects in Ethiopia. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.